John Boy Media has a new teammate. It's iHeart Podcasts. What does it mean? John Boy Media shows can now be found over at the Dan Patrick Show. That's right. How cool is that? Wake and Jake and Jimmy's Three Things have joined the iHeart Podcast and Dan Patrick Show family. And the best part, they'll still continue to be the same shows you know and love. If you couldn't tell, we're excited about this one, and thank you guys for listening.
It's not supposed to be this song.
Come on, baby.
I played this song because it's Shake It Up, Baby now. And the lineup, which we will discuss, has been shaken up. We will do the lineup. We will do our what to watch for us. We will do the pitching path to victory. We will make our homer draft picks. Zach will decide whose he likes better. We will do the over-under, and then we will share with you our premonitions. That's the pregame show agenda. Put it in your brain. Memorize it. If not, I will remind you at the start of every show. Jake, how are you doing?
Jim, I'm good. Positive vibes only. That's what we're doing. I think that song ended up being perfect because we are shaking it up, baby. It's kind of not the shake it up maybe we would have hoped for.
Oh,
3 weeks into the season, but...
Shake it up, baby.
Shake it up, baby. And, I mean, Penny Lane is in my ear and on my...
Shoe.
So, let's shake it up, man. We're going to the game. It's going to be lit. 420.
Well, night game. They have lights.
They have lights on at the stadium. Yanks are mixing it up. Hey... The season starts today. I've got tricks.
Tricks are for kids. You're an adult.
Got.
Okay, the lineup. The Yankees lineup. Listen closely and read along on the screen. Leading off and playing second base, DJ LeMahieu. Batting second, playing right field, Aaron Judge. In the three hole, the lefty, Brett Gardner, he's manning center field. He's batting in the three hole. He's got great numbers off Charlie Morton in his history. DHing, Giancarlo Stanton. Batting fifth and playing shortstop, Gleyber Torres. Batting sixth and playing first base, his season debut, Mike Ford. Mustachioed man. Gary Sanchez. Batting seventh and catching, Gio Urshela, eighth, playing third base. And in left field, Mike Tauchman. So Hicks, you gun, take a seat. Clint, take a seat. Odor, take a seat. Because the three of you are a mixture of stink right now.
Odor, stink, I get it. Yeah, I mean, the three guys... Arguably with the worst slumps going on. See the bench. This is what we asked for. It's a game of results. Slumps happen to everyone, but it's big bad. And
Zach's never been in a slump.
You might have to wait your turn. Brian Hoke just tweeted out that Boone said Aaron Hicks may sit again tomorrow as he works on mechanical adjustments. So, hey, I'm glad we're acknowledging everything. We're going to do the double bench because guys have deserved it, if we're being honest. So, I like it. You know, I'm sure there's a couple people. Gotti, three hole. We'll talk about it. Gardy's got some decent numbers against Morton.
If you're not down with the shakeup, get on board. Like, what are you, insane?
Yeah.
They're going to run the same guys out there that have just been sucking?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, this is may not be the answer.
Yeah.
But at least it's an attempt at searching for an answer momentarily.
And you know what? I think we talked about this last pregame show, or not pregame show, the episode before today. New episode out, by the way. Listen to it between games. We've got a lineup out there that even if guys aren't hitting, we should expect pretty solid defense today. Gary's always going to have his question marks. Glaber has been good on the average plays as of late. There's obviously still some questions there. Everyone else, see ball, catch ball. I mean, Ford isn't flashy, and I don't think he's a plus in any way, but he's a guy who's played a lot of first base so he can make picks.
He's mustachioed.
And that's where we're at this point in the season.
Catch the ball.
Catch the ball's huge.
Catch the ball.
I've got...
Oh, wow.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
I don't know if you're ready.
I don't know if you're ready for this.
Zach, who do you think's more ready for this?
I think Jimmy's more ready for this.
Wow. I would normally say that.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you know I'm a pathetic human.
Yes.
Like, there are some parts of my life that are like, whoa.
Yes.
What?
Sometimes you have no idea to go left or right.
Jim, I've got an ace in the hole that I saved for today.
Okay.
That I think is going to blow your mind.
Okay. Oh, wow. Where'd you find those?
So, these are my hot boy glasses.
Yes, from spring training 2020.
But if you remember, Jim...
Yes.
So, A, I lose everything and I don't keep track of anything.
Yeah. Before we leave, we should clean them because the...
Oh, absolutely. I've had to keep track of these religiously, and you may remember this now. I had...
Two.
Three.
Okay.
Two, I kept. I lost one right at the end of spring training. I had the other pair. I was wearing them. I still think one of my friends snagged them, but they've been gone. They're the hottest glasses I've ever worn.
Yeah.
They're the hottest thing I've ever put on me.
Yeah.
Our mutual friend.
Yeah.
Roommate Jeff.
Yeah.
I told him when I left Denver, I said, hey, I need you to hold on to a pair of these because I will lose the other ones and I will need these in the future.
Yes.
On my birthday last year, he mailed them to me.
So you've been sitting on these since October?
Yes.
You haven't been at, you just remembered you had them?
No.
You weren't saving them for today.
I've been saving them for the right moment.
I mean, could have used it 2 weeks ago, dude. They're 5-game losing streak.
Jim, it's a long season.
Can I be honest with you? Can we find out? Can we find out who makes these glasses and get Jake a never-ending supply? Because you've tried other glasses since those.
Not even close.
And, well, the big ones are funny, like the Wake and Jake
comical,
ones.
Yeah.
The little ones you were wearing recently I didn't like.
No, they're style, but they're not my style.
Yeah, they made
these
you...
are me.
No, these are cool.
Yeah.
Which isn't you, but they're
okay.
You meet in the middle. Like there's like a Venn diagram of you and cool, and there is a sliver of overlap.
This is it.
Yeah.
This is it.
That's the sliver of overlap when you wear those glasses. So that is huge.
So today's the day. The season starts now.
That's really big. Tyone makes his third start for the Yankees today. All right, let's do the Braves lineup. We got Peter Moylan and Kelsey Wingert of they have Farm to Fame show on the network.
Former Braves legends in their own right.
Yeah, they're on their way. They say they're stuck in traffic. I thought they might have been here to like join us on the show a little bit. I don't think that's happening.
The Braves are going through it right now, by the way.
Yeah, the first guy, I don't even know his fucking name, Ehire Adrianza.
He's been playing well.
He's been playing. How do you pronounce well. That? Ahire?
Oh, the first, Adrianza is what I call him.
Well, yeah, because how do you pronounce that first name? Ahire, I'm guessing?
It's Adrianza.
Okay, according to Baseball Reference, it's A-Ray. A Ray Adrianza.
Adrianza. Batting leadoff.
A Ray Adrianza.
Normally,
Adrianza.
It's Ronald Acuna Jr., who has been the best player in the league so far, and he is out of their lineup. So there's that.
Freddie Freeman, he's good.
Really
looks,
good.
Looks like he's a Hoosier. Left field, Marcelo Zuna. Travis d'Arnaud. Ooh, that fuck.
Yeah.
He crushes the Yankees. Watch out for him. Ozzie Albies, he missed the last two games, but was hitting before that.
Banged up.
Got out of it. Ooh, Pablo Sandoval's DHing. Motherfucker. That dude's been just hitting home runs because we talked trash about him.
Yeah.
Dansby Swanson at short. Friend of the program. We've interviewed him. Young, thick Austin Riley at third. And then Guillermo Heredia at center in center field.
So if you don't know,
the
Braves have been off to not a great start. They're 7-9. They did win their last game, and they put up big runs on the board, 13. Heredia, batting last, who I believe was DFA'd by the Mets, had a two-homer game, grand slam. So they're saying that their last game they played was the game that's going to get them going. So that's a little scary, and we'll need to stop that. But Braves are, when they're right, you know, top three team in baseball. So, yeah. Interested to see what they're bringing to the table today. And they're bringing some salt, Jim. Charlie Morton
had the best curveball I ever saw. Ground Chuck.
What? Ground Chuck.
What in the butt?
Third start, 17 innings pitched. A 4.76 ERA, couple more strikeouts than innings pitched. Let's see his game log from this year, Jim. Three starts.
Five innings pitched, six innings pitched. Two not great, one good.
One good. He went six innings pitched, one earned run against Philly. That was also the team that got him for five innings, three earned runs. And then the Fish got him for six innings pitched, five earned runs. So, interested to see. I mean, a lot of Yankee fans are probably familiar with Charlie Morton, as he was on the Rays the past couple years. Kind of a big game pitcher. Veteran, 37 years old at this point. I think we've seen him mow down the Yankees a couple times in the past. Have the Yankees gone to him? They've had to, right? I mean,
yeah, I think so. I think so. Stanton has really good numbers against him. Guardy has really good numbers against him. DJ LeMahieu has really good numbers against him. Aaron Judge has awful numbers. Awful against him. 1-18. Gary Sanchez, medium numbers. Medium. Gleyber Torres, good, not great. Good, not great numbers. Gio Urshela, awful. 0-11.
He's got some pretty good numbers against the Yankees.
Mike Ford, one at bat versus Charlie Morton. RBI hit by pitch, bitches.
Let's go.
You know what I'm talking about?
I love it. Could use that today.
Mm-hmm.
Could really use that today.
Mm-hmm. I mean, his starts last year against the Yankees, Jake, he was on his pitch count thing in the regular season at least.
Right.
So he only threw two innings both times against the Yankees.
Right.
But kind of by design.
Yeah, not like the Yankees got him.
No, so like what does that even mean? He had one playoff start against the Yankees, five innings pitched, four hits, one earned run. So he did well there. He touches his bubble gum a lot, his gum in his mouth. He puckers his lips, puts the gum at the edge of his lips, and then touches the ball with it, use it as sticky stuff. So pretty disgusting, dirty mouth.
It's from Connecticut.
Don't tell me things that I
disgusting,
like about him.
Disgusting, dirty mouth from Connecticut. I mean, yeah.
Can I tell you my what to watch for?
Yes.
Talkman.
Mikey T.
I've been begging. I did like, he's the only guy that's oohing and on me and making me laugh. It's him and Higgy, basically. Right now, everyone else is kind of just a dud. So give me Talkman and left. Give me his first at bat, a hustle double, or beats out a single, whatever it is, it's close. I don't care if it's a ball four on a borderline pitch. Whatever it is, there's a moment where you're like, will he? And then it's like he does, and then he's double slapping the ground, high five, and looking at the bench. Like, give me talk. Maybe it's a diving catch. Dude, maybe he just backs up Gardner on a diving catch really well and then just fucking hypes up Gardner.
Ooh,
like, Gardy makes the catch, but Talkman behind him, like, whoo!
Yeah.
So I'm just Talkman, feed me some energy.
I love that. Yeah, part of my what to watch for would have been Gardy Talkman. I mean, you know, technically your fifth and sixth outfielders, if Giancarlo Stanton was considered a real human.
Not an outfielder.
And they are getting the start not because of injuries, because of performance. So, and those guys cover ground out there. So you're so right, man. If those guys catch an impact ball, like, not only would that be great just in this game, but it should be message sending to everyone. Like, this is another way to play baseball, catching the ball.
Could be cool.
Catching the ball.
So that's your what to watch for, just catching it?
No, no. My what to watch for, I'm going, it's cop-out season. It's the big boys.
Oh.
Judge and Stanton. You've got guys getting benched around you. Red Thunder. Aaron Hicks, the guy that's normally supposed to split you up.
Mm.
They're on the bench because they ain't hitting.
Yeah, not hitting, benched.
So, hey, big boys, the time is now, man. Stan clipped one the other day. We took him in the John Boy Media homer draft, which hasn't been good for people, but it starts today.
We took him today?
Yeah.
Yes.
So that should be big. But, hey, Aaron Judge, you know, you're the leader of these Yankees. You got the teeth fixed. You're pretty now, boy. Hey, man, like, let's go. One of those guys gets one early, and that feels impactful.
Yeah.
And we just haven't gotten that. So come on, guys. You're the dudes. Judge, this is your team now. Stanton, you're getting paid.
Oh, yeah.
Coming off an off day, so he feels incredible.
Depends what he did, man.
Incredible.
All right. Pitching path to victory. I mean, we're, I don't know how much Tyone will go. 75 pitches, maybe. We'll see how deep that gets him.
What's his highest pitch count?
75, 80. I don't know. We can check. Do you have it?
Game logs, 2021, Jameson Taillon. He did 74 and 84. Yeah. So
85, around 85, I'm guessing he's going to go today. Maybe 90, maybe 95, but I don't know. They're still very
could see
third
90,
start.
Yeah.
So working backwards, you have Chapman, Chad, O'Day today.
Yeah.
There's an off day. You have Chapman, Chad, O'Day today. So that's three innings right there. And Tyone's not going to go seven. He's going to go five. He's going to go, I hope, five. I hope, like, if you can get him a win, like five, and ooh, get him out with a win, you got a fresh bullpen, do it. And then go to Laza. Go Laza for two. I mean, go Sessa. He just got engaged.
Yeah.
Motivated.
I wanted hate riding that energy. Yeah, I mean, everyone is available. I mean, Sunday, they had an off day yesterday. Sunday, Chad threw 24 pitches, O'Day threw 10. So, like, it is all hands on deck. It's time. We did a Cashman press conference. Tyone, get it to Laza, get it to Wilson, O'Day, Chad, Chapman. If it's two-inning Chad today to get back in the W column, like, that might be needed. Roll it out there, man. Roll it out there.
Okay.
Homer draft. It's the Homer draft.
I'm winning 4-2 on the season. I'm winning 3-1 on the series. I won last series with the Stanton homer.
It's good fortitude.
Jake.
Yeah.
You have the first pick.
Yeah.
It's a two-game set.
Two-gamer.
So just that's a nice reminder for me early.
Yeah.
It's a nice reminder for me early. Like, you don't got to pick guys that you don't truly believe in because you're only
you
getting four all season.
You got to pick them.
Yeah.
James, I teased it. You know I'm not a hedge my bets guy. We go down together. I'm taking Giancarlo Stanton. Took him for John Boy Media. He hit a homer the other day. He's got some success against Morton. Giancarlo Stanton. Off a rest day, dude?
Off a rest day?
Off a rest day, dude?
Off a rest day?
You kidding me?
Off a rest day, dude. Off a rest day, dude. Dude, off a rest day. I'm taking Brett Gardner.
Okay.
And Aaron Judge.
I like those picks.
Thanks. I appreciate that.
You know what, Jim?
Center field guardy? Yeah. I'll do it. And I'll put one upper deck. My old friend Charlie's on the mound?
Yeah.
Three home runs off him in my career?
Chuck.
Touch your bubble gum again. Center field.
Jim, I don't know if I've told you this before, but I'm between two guys.
Yes.
My soul
is dark.
It gets dark. There's a lot of good in there. Like, I mean well.
Yeah.
But there's darkness.
Yeah.
Jim.
Yeah. Don't do it. Do it. Do it. Take 40. Do it. Sick fuck.
Mike Tauchman is telling himself today, I'm never giving back the Yankee center field job.
Do you know what he's playing left field? Do you know what
I know?
Do you know what he's telling himself?
That's
he's
the telling, best part.
Like Tauchman's gonna bunt for a single.
Yeah.
He's gonna tarp shot a double. He's gonna steal third.
Oh, I love a tarp double. That's yeah. so good. That's a great premonition. It's a great premonition.
But you know what? He loves that deep left field. Yeah. And Yankee Stadium right by the foul pole
right
left
by the
field.
Pole, it's a little short.
It's a little
and
short
then it goes
there.
Out wide.
So yeah, he can throw a one oppo there.
I'm taking Tauchman. You got to believe in opportunity. Mikey T, I think he's telling himself, you know, there was rumors he was getting cut. There was rumors he was getting traded. He survived all of it, and he believes it is for today and this moment. Mikey T into the bleachers, babe.
Got to believe in it.
You have to believe in something.
Zach, whose picks do you like better? I have Gardner and Judge. Jake has Stanton and Tauchman.
We basically have the same picks, just like bizarro yeah. land of yeah. each other.
Yeah, I kind of noticed the similarities there. But yeah. I was really hoping Gardner was going to be in the lineup today, so I have to go with Jimmy's picks today. Yeah. Makes me really happy that we'll be at the stadium and Gardner's playing.
Yeah. Tough start for you in the glasses.
The phrase that's going through my head
yeah.
is, son of a bitch.
All right, over under. I got the under correct last game. I am 8-7 on the season. Jake got it wrong. He's 7-8 on the season. We keep doing this dance.
Bouncing.
I'm one over, you're one under. We're both even.
Dancing on the toilet. I'm going to get ahead of this one.
Oh, okay. What do you think it is? 8.5.
Morton, Tyone.
Or 9.
Fresh bullpens.
8.5.
Braves get a DH. I'll say 9. I'm
2 banged up
8
teams.
And 7 fifths. Is that possible?
No.
It could be. They could.
No, it's a hard no.
They could do that.
Hard no.
They could.
But
do
they
that.
Could.
I'm going 8.75.
Going 8.5. Looks like I won.
Okay. I got it.
No, Jake got that wrong.
I wrote it down.
Mark it down.
I'm taking the under.
People keep score of at the ball game. People keep score of the pregame show on their own.
Under, Zach.
Oh, I'm taking the over. Oh, the offense is going crazy. Oh, there he is. Okay,
wow.
Come in.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Want to go to a wide shot?
Yeah, 25-year MLB veteran.
Here, come in.
Come
we're
around.
We're
come
live
around
right
the
now.
Desk. We're doing the Talkin' Yanks pregame show.
Oh, good.
We're joined by
right,
Peter
so
Moylan
like.
And Kelsey Winger.
We're just choosing the over-under.
You probably.
So you guys can make your picks. I took the over. It's 8.5.
8.5.
And Jake took the
Morton,
two teams struggling, need some offense.
Tyone, fresh bullpens.
Who's pitching for the Braves? Morton?
Morton.
Charlie Morton.
Charlie.
Chuck.
Yeah, as we like to call him.
Who are you guys rooting for today?
I would like to see just a quality game of baseball.
Well, odds of that are horrible.
I did just see they said Acuna's out again.
Yeah. Who's, how do you pronounce this guy's name?
Adrianza, what's his first
He's
name?
He's a new guy. year off my Braves time.
Ahire.
I should know that considering I've said it a few times this week.
Ahire.
I just go last names only.
Yeah, that's what I said. Adrianza. Yeah. Yeah. He looks good.
All right. I have the under. I have the over. Jake has the under. That's the pregame show. Thank you, guys. We will be at the game.
Good job, everybody.
Goodbye.
Way to go.
Go baseball.
Did you just kill it because we got here?
No, that's the end.
Okay.